Welcome back to another episode of the Chronicles of Faven Gula. We left you guys off with you had chained up Rags, and the other three gray capes that were against you have thrown their weapons down and put their hands up in the air.
I'm not doing anything to them. I'm getting off sort of to start with and going to Rags.
Okay. He is bound in chains and he's really fucking dazed.
Yeah,
like his eyes, like, there's like clouds over his eyes right now.
Yeah, Essence, like, holding him.
I would like to examine him.
Okay, Arcana check.
Did you say exterminate him?
No, examine.
Oh. Examinate.
exterminate. 13, I was gonna say. You know that this is someone that's been under a mind control spell for a very, very long time would act this way. If the spell has been broken, like, without, like, the proper way of breaking it. It's not a permanent effect, but it could last for some time.
Well, we got a way to mean of transporting him now. So, I will turn to the guy that's leading the guys that joined us.
Yeah, they are, like, tying up the other three guys.
How many wagons do we have?
Two.
We have two wagons.
Three.
Left.
Yeah, three.
One fell.
Well, we have three wagons that are stocked full of supplies, but rations are starting to get low.
Okay.
For them. I don't know about your guys' rations. I'm just saying.
I still have eight.
So yeah. I'm going to go over to the guys that start the wagons. I'm basically going to say, okay, quick suggestion for you guys. I appreciate the help with all of this. Do you guys have any plans on where you're going to go next?
Not really. We can't go back to Belruk. I don't know.
Okay,
we're going to go.
We need to basically we're here. We need to move so Rags. We currently have him in chains over there, and I point over to the tree. That.
Yep. Essence holding him and taking care of him.
Yeah.
Will it be okay with you? Yes, Catherine.
Are you sure you need to talk right now?
I was just going to make a suggestion that maybe we put the prisoners in a wagon, but
not that he's not allowed to talk.
I'm not saying he's not allowed. I'm just saying, is he sure he needs to talk right now?
Well, I mean, I have an equal partner in this.
Are you sure?
As you.
Yeah.
I would like to put the prisoners in a wagon and move goods from one of the three wagons, share them out into the other two, so we have an empty wagon that we can have the prisoners in, and also another one of the horses, or maybe a horse with no saddle tied up to one of the wagons with Rags tied to said horse.
Look, you guys can take one wagon, but we're going to take these two.
Yeah, no, that's perfectly fine. But you guys, we really appreciate your help. There's people, the guys that obviously have died, there should technically be more than enough food for you guys to get somewhere on the other two wagons now.
Yeah. You kind of see them rip off all their capes and throw the capes over the side of the cliff. I don't think we might head to Ellingfall. Heard some pretty good things about that city. So
is that the
I've heard that there's dwarves.
Yeah, it's Dwarvenran. There's this huge mind that they've carved out. It's pretty crazy.
A mine. They call it a mine.
No,
I'm sorry.
You could go to Shadowgrove.
That's too small for our liking. We're not even sure what we're gonna do yet. So we're thinking a big city.
Good. Dustacre is just over the mountains, right?
Dustacre is too small. Fancy for us.
Do you know if we would be able to get a ship in Dustacre?
Probably.
Yeah, they have a pretty big port. I mean, I imagine if there's there.
Well, I wish you good luck on your travels and wherever
you land.
Don't
go to Cloverbury. You two. They're string you up and kill you.
Don't worry.
You've told us before.
They're
stringing
you up naked and set you on fire.
We appreciate the warning.
Hey, Catherine, why don't you go to Cloverberry?
Well, and they like pick up the three guys, and you don't know what their intentions are with them, but they throw them in the back of like the each of them have their hands like bound.
I don't really care about that.
And they, you know, there's still five of them. One of the like leader guy, kind of, he gets on a horse, and then the four get on the wagons.
Before they go, I would like to ride up to the leader and give him my hand and say good luck out there.
Thank you. Well, hey, if we make it to Ellingfall and you guys are ever passing through, let's all get a drink sometime.
So I would like that.
You guys have really kind of helped us out, and whatever you guys end up doing with the rags, well, it's well deserved.
I don't think we asked for their names. How would we find them again?
The leader, his
we
name
did get a
is,
name.
He, I thought I Windhelm. Gave you a name. Windhelm.
I don't remember.
Oh, Windhelm.
Windhelm and his
bones. Windhelm.
Windhelm.
Helm.
Windhelm
is the
and
leader.
His boys.
Yeah. Windhelm and his boys.
I did tell
you. Yeah, we're going to Ellingfall. If we can survive through the we might get a boat from Dustic or two. I don't know.
You're more welcome to travel.
Well, actually, you can't get to Ellingfall through land. It's in the mountains. We have to go through the Kulababa jungles.
Well, you could always join us. Would I know where Quickmire was?
Yeah, you would know the general area. Yeah.
So I'd say you guys are welcome to join us, take a ship up to Quickmire. And then as we head over to Shadow Grove, you can go to Ellingfall from there.
But why would we go to Quickmire when we can literally just take a ship straight to?
Yeah, that's totally out of your guys' way.
I thought we were going to.
I meant they can take the boat after we've traveled to Evercroft and they can go up to Quickmire.
No, I think we're going to. The gardens of Kulababa aren't too dangerous, just the typical stuff. So we're going to take it'll be faster to get to Ellingfall, anyways, that way.
All right.
Okay.
Then safe travels to you. I'm sure we'll meet again. I think we will stop by Ellingfall at some point.
And they're like on their way out, and he's like kind of sidestepping his horse. I was like, I hope so. Until we meet again, my friends, thank you for all you've done. And you see them, like there's like a bend coming up. They turn around the bend and
what's that?
They go out of sight. Maybe you'll see them again someday if you ever pass through Ellingfall. So you guys are left with a cart full of supplies. There is enough room for like two people to sit in the back, I'd say, unless you want to empty out some of the supplies you
yeah,
need.
Yeah, personally, I imagine it like that. We take one wagon. Katrin and Kaz would sit up front with the horses. And
I would take all the horses behind me. So I would have your horse and Katrin's horse behind the wagon while riding my horse. Katrin's in the wagon with you watching over Rags.
Well, I thought there was only place or room for two. In the back
there,
of the
wagon. So at the front, two people can sit, and in the back, there two people could sit with the supplies in it right now. If you were to take out all the supplies, you could probably hold about six people in the back.
So I thought it like that Essen would sit in the back of the wagon with Rags.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Watch over him there. And one of you, I don't care who, drives the wagon, and the other takes care of that the other our horses accompany us.
I'm riding, sorry.
All right.
And wait, so what, you're riding a wagon?
Riding Sooty. I can't ride a wagon. I'm a sorceress.
Well, I guess I'm the only one here that's proficient in animals and vehicle handling there, clearly.
Yeah, you probably need to take control of the cart. Okay, if you guys take the cart, I'm just going to say right now that's going to be the easiest way to transport.
Can
I tie our three horses together on a long rope and then tie that to the back of the cart?
Yeah, you could like tie each horse to like one side of like so you'd have two right there.
Yeah,
I don't think it would be that hard for our own horses to follow us. Make them follow.
No, and there's lots of rope in the back, so you could very well give them enough slack so they're not like right up against the cart, but not too far back. and tie that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Basically, keep it all together. So we
there's
don't lose
a bunch of horses here, and horses are kind of expensive. I'm not going to say you can take all of them with you, but I could say you could probably tie two more horses, including with like yours. So you would have one horse pulling the, and then you'd have like what? That'd be like five horses behind.
Well, before we do that, can I search the horses?
Riding horse.
Yeah, can I search the saddles?
Saddles?
For any?
So, yeah, I mean, you find a couple coin purses. We'll say 50 gold pieces throughout
damn,
all the
that's
horses.
Expensive. That's a lot of gold I just found. That's
I mean,
a
these people
me.
Took everything that they owned. In the back of the car is collectively probably about 200 feet worth of rope, not in one like one rope, it'd multiple 50 links or 30 links. There's lanterns, there's any kind of, there's like cloths, couple capes with the moons on them, couple extra pair of common clothes,
stuff to make a fire with.
Yeah, stuff to make a fire with, no weapons,
basic needs to survive.
Yeah, and there's like, I'll just say you guys search through. There's no more gold or anything. There's no chests or anything that might have been in one of the other carts, but they're gone. So,
okay. So guys and lady, would we now make our way to Dusttaker?
Yes.
How would we supposedly get to Dusttaker? We can't go through Cleverberry.
We just go around.
There's no crossing here at the Yaraboya River anywhere, is there?
No, because that's all like down that, it's like right up against the mountains, that river. So like the path, like from like, I would say at the beginning of where these rivers kind of split, there's some room to walk around the rivers, but once it gets going through the mountains, it's mountains on both sides. There's no
because as I see it here, the only way from here to go to Dusttaker is through here and through Cloverberry,
which is
you could walk too. Around Cloverberry. You don't have to go in.
Okay.
Oh, there is room to walk around Cloverberry.
Because those are the only bridges that I see here.
Yeah, there is room to walk around. You'd get very close to Cloverberry, but you don't have to go in.
Well,
okay.
So if we go like this? If we're going around Cloverberry, you two need to put your hood up.
Yeah.
Because, Estan, no one can see your eyes because that is a bad thing. And
because I have red hair doesn't mean I'm a sorceress.
Not saying that, but at the same point, if they look out, they, you know, I just don't want any foul business to go ahead. So
that's all right. So should we do it like this?
Sure.
Okay. Let's go. So you guys throw Rags in the back. He's still dazed and out of it. He's not speaking. Yeah, you kind of like, you're not being careful with him. So he like hits his head against the box, but doesn't say anything because he's dazed.
I don't care.
Which of you fucking hop up in the back? Cass, you and Kage hop up on the front. You tie your horses off and Katrin, you're on your horse. So you guys set off. It is nighttime. Remember that. But yes. Again, you can still see where you're going without torches. You don't have to light torches unless you would want to. And you set off into the night. It's pretty uneventful since you're still in the mountains. But by morning time, you guys are at sea level. You've successfully made your way through the Triver Duft mountain range with not too much damage, too much loss. Rags is still totally fucking out of it at this point. There's drool coming out of his mouth, like unresponsive to anything, like just fucking like his brain just was zapped. So he's not giving
that makes
you
my job easier.
Yeah, you've been, you know, not really having to watch him much, but you know, with your senses, you don't really have to keep your eyes on somebody to know if they're about to make a move or something like that. So, sun is coming up. You guys are coming into flatlands. No jungle or anything like that. And you see the main road up ahead. Breaks off right or left, so south or north. ish.
Mm-hmm. Let's go south. No, we take the north.
Go north then towards Cloverberry.
The northern crossing. Around.
Okay. You guys are probably getting pretty tired. Do you guys want to take like a short rest, or do you want to take a long rest?
I think we need a long rest.
If you take a long rest, you'll be traveling at night again.
I'll just say short rest for now and then take a long rest later.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not even a bad idea to travel in the protection
of the night.
Shroud of night, you know?
Yeah.
Might be easier for us to bypass Cloverberry.
Well, I will take...
So I'd say we take a long rest.
I will jump in the back of the cart. So if you want to take a short rest in the cart and I'll keep going. And then when it comes to the next day, I'll take a short rest and you can take over for me. Just like you're taking watch, but instead you're riding the cart.
You guys, in theory, could move some stuff around where you could like lay down or even make a makeshift, like put some boxes where your legs are. And then you'd have like a flat surface between the boxes and the bench. So like one person could take a rest at a time. Yeah, if you wanted to keep traveling and not have to stop.
I vote to keep traveling.
Yeah, I think it would be.
Princess, what do you vote?
If we.
You do you.
I just think it would be best to bypass Cloverberry at night. That's all I'm saying.
You.
Once we've.
Go ahead.
Yeah, once we've passed it, we can change the cycle again. But I think it would be best to have the Shroud of Night when we bypass Cloverberry.
Got about. Today's day six. So you have about 5 days left before you get to Cloverberry.
Yeah, so we still have a long climb.
Hmm. Oh, then. Do we ride up to... We are close to Cloverberry, then ride through the night?
Yeah, that would be good.
So we take a long rest now, yeah?
No, short rest.
Short rest.
Oh, short rest now.
Short rest if we want to travel on day, and long rest if we want to travel by night.
Okay, then we'll do...
For now, at least. Okay.
Short rests up until we do the night traveling.
Right.
So, if you guys don't mind... I'm going to speed it up to the point where you guys get to Dust Acre.
That's fine. Because
I don't have anything that's really going to plan that's going to happen.
If we can bypass Cloverberry safely.
Yes, yeah, you can. Like, if you don't enter the city, they're not going to bother you. That's just kind of how they are. They keep to themselves. Anybody can pass by. They're not going to bother you unless you're trying to get into the city. You don't have to necessarily, like, it's still, like, once you get over the second bridge to Cloverberry, still probably like a 30-minute walk up to the gates. So like there's there's a road that goes around Cloverberry and then a road that goes up to the gate of Cloverberry. But like I said, it's about a 30-minute walk from that fork. So like you wouldn't even, you might see some other travelers on the road. You guys probably have one or two encounters with some monsters along the road, but nothing you can't handle. What is odd is Rags this whole time is not coming out of this daze. Now, Katrin, you know that it's not permanent, but it's hard to tell. Hard to tell when he would come back.
Yeah, but if we get him to Evercroft, we have my mentor to
look
into him as well.
Yeah.
So.
What do you think about his condition, Katrin? He seems like this guy was quite a parasite to him.
Just look that way.
It's not like.
However, he will come out of.
Not snapping out of it.
He will come out of it at some point. Just takes time.
I guess when I snip my finger in front of him, he's just
drooling. You've probably even slapped him a couple times and nothing. Just a daze.
Well, at least we don't have to worry about any resistance from him.
Yeah, so...
we reach Dust Acre?
Guys do reach Dust Acre, and from Cloverberry to Dust Acre at a steady pace is about a 2-day travel. So you get to Dust Acre, and you kind of have to go around them. There's like a pass where it's jungle on the right and mountains on the left. You kind of follow... It's the main road. You follow it, and once you get around this bend, you see this fairly large city. And the first thing you notice is it's not walled, and it's mm-hmm. the Dustacre, Cass, and Katrin would know is the second largest city in Favengula. And so it's weird that it doesn't have walls even around the castle. But there are like outposts, and like they are fairly nice. The first thing you guys all notice is how nice Dustacre is. Everybody in it is wearing nice clothes. As you are walking through the streets, you hear music and laughter, and almost every street is filled with music and bards playing music, and you just notice that everything's super nice. Buildings, the clothes that everybody wears. You haven't seen any homeless people, which is kind of weird because every big city has beggars, but you don't see any beggars. Everybody seems to be treating each other with respect, and you see a lot of another thing you notice, a lot of young people. Like the majority of the population are fairly young.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I'll just say you guys ride about midday, full swing of the day in Dustacre, and the streets are crowded. What would you like to do?
Is there room for the cat?
No. There is a, when you pass through the gates, you see like off to the left that there is a stable. You could, it's actually not even big enough to take horses. Like you, if you were to take a horse to town, you'd have to lead it by its rope. You wouldn't be able to ride it.
Cass, you know, we have these two extra horses. I think it might be a good idea if you talk to the local stable master and try to sell them for a good price. You know your way with horses, so you might be the best of us to judge how much they are worth.
Well, we also have the horse that pulled the cart as well. So
just one.
So that's three horses.
Yep. Guys would in have total, three horses that you could sell.
Could we sell would the cart as well? I could do that, yeah.
Yeah, you definitely could.
How about we... If we take
this is a big
rags,
cart too. So
if we take off rags and I place them on my horse, basically, over the horse.
Just saying,
yeah.
They may not tend too
kindly
to a guy chained on a horse.
Yes,
I'm just saying, but he is a prisoner, so.
I would take the chains. I think it would be best to take the chains off him. He doesn't seem to have shown any resistance so far. And
Katrin, you would know, coming out of a daze like this, you'd probably be zapped of strength. So it would be highly unlikely that he's, even if he does wake up, he's not going to just like sprint away. He won't have the strength to do that. So you would know it'd be okay to do
that. I will take my chains off him. And when we enter the city, I will keep him like, close to me, will not leave his side. And Kaz, you would
thank you for that. Go ahead, Pagan Pixie. Appreciate it.
What was that?
Yeah, thank you. And it would be good if you could take care of that selling the cart with the three horses.
Yeah, no, I'd happily do that. So I take two of the horses, tie them to the back of the cart from one on each side. And then I walk in with the towards the stables area, leading the horse, drawing the cart with the two tied behind it.
Pagan
pixie. Yeah. Nice so you see a couple young boys like moving hay with pitchforks.
Mm-hmm.
And then an older gentleman that's putting horseshoes on a horse right now. He's like sitting on a stool.
I would raise my hand. Greetings, sir.
Oh, I'll be with you in just a minute. Give me one more second. I'll finish this horseshoe and I'll be right over.
No worries. You take your time.
And within about 5 to 10 minutes, he's finished. He comes up to you and kind of wipes his hands. He's wearing an apron and he's got long brown hair and he's Probably just a little older than you. How can I help you today, sir?
Reach out my hand, shake his hand.
He shakes it. It's a firm grip.
Oh, sir. My name's Cass. Me and my companions, we've been traveling the area. But we have grown tired of the culture down south. So there's not much lands down there, so we've decided to charter a ship from town, and we have no need of these three horses and the cat anymore. I was wondering if you would like to offer us a fine price for them.
Yes, well, I have just sold a few horses, and my stock is getting pretty low. Well, let's go take a look and see what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And he walk like up. Gestures off to the horses, like to follow, yep. Like he'll follow you.
I walk up to the first horse, pulling the cart, give it a pat on this on his neck. Like as you can see, this is a very strong horse. This cart's been
a thick horse.
A thick horse.
God damn it!
This all horses are thick now.
They're all thick.
No, mine is not.
As you can see, this horse has been pulling this cart for nearly 2 weeks now, and it's not showing any signs of fatigue. It's a strong, hardy horse.
Yes. I see that. It does look like a fine horse.
We've had this
around it, and
we've had the cart,
its horse shoes and stuff. So
we've had the cart filled with all manner of goods while we were traveling. We did have another two or three more carts with us, but the rest of the party traveling with us took them. If you'd like to take the cart and the horse, I believe you can take them as a pair. You don't need to take the cart, but we have no need of it anymore. So I would try and find someone else in town if you weren't willing to take it.
Oh no, I will. I'll take the cart too. Let's see here. Three horses and a cart. I'll do 300 gold. And he spits in his hand and sticks it out.
300. That's good to me. I'll shake hands.
Okay. He looks back to one of the boys and he says, "Johnny, go ahead and get my gold for me, please." And he says, "Yes, sir." And he runs off and comes back out with like a little box that looks like a chest, but he has to carry it with both of his hands, and he sets it down. And he's like, "Here you go, sir." And then he goes back and hurries and picks up his pitchfork and continues to go back to work. And he takes some time to make sure he counts out enough gold and make sure it's good and puts it in a little, just a little sack, little coin purse, and hands it over to you. There you go.
I take
good
it,
doing man. Business.
Thank you very much, sir. Quick question, if you don't mind.
Yes, of course.
Town's very busy. Is there anything going on right now? Or is it always like this?
Oh, no. This is just, I'm guessing you've never been to Dust Acre before. This is just a typical day here.
Oh, really?
See, we here in Dust Acre, we thrive on good times, theater, dancing, musical performances. We have a bard on every corner. Makes the town very lively and welcoming.
Yeah, no, I can suck. Yeah, I have not seen the like in, well, pretty much all my lifetime, I could say.
No. You know, when I moved here when I was just a little boy, I was skeptical at first, but you know, the people take some time to like here, but they grow on you. And you know, I never was a dancer before until I moved here, and now I'm dancing every night.
Oh, that's a nice tale to tell.
Yeah, it is.
Well, very nice. I must be leaving and get back to my friends in town if I can find them among the rabble.
Of course. Good luck.
And have yourself a good day.
Enjoy Dust Acre. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
And he turns around and goes back to the horse that he was putting horseshoes on and sits down and continues his work.
And as I'm walking away, I'm looking at the coin first with a huge smile on my face, like 300 gold. These guys are going to be happy with me. Like, that's a lot of money, just saying. To Cass, that's who would make barely any gold. He like make 15 gold, probably not even that. He's just
we could probably have gotten 400.
minus one charisma.
No, that's not even it. I think it would be. I think it's fitting that.
Yeah, I know. It is fitting.
Not that very.
He's not bugle when it comes to money.
Knows how to haggle, you know. With
I'm
him
not
being
saying.
A ranger
I'm not saying
city.
That. I'm not saying that. But yeah, it is fitting for his character.
Yeah, Catherine would have thought of that.
Yeah, he wouldn't. Cass would see if he was offered like 200 gold, he'd have probably still said yes. Just saying. That's just the way he is.
Well, all right. With gold in your pockets, you are in the city of Dustacre. What do you guys want to do?
Hey, Estan, do you mind standing over the horses while I go check out the local blacksmith to see if they have any silver in stock?
Yeah, sure. I have racks right here. I guess in the meantime, I would have unshackled him, put the chain back into my backpack, and I have now, like, I think I'm grabbing, like, under his arm and, like, leading Rags with me in a slow pace. I guess he's still in that condition, not doing much.
Yeah, you can't move too quickly with him, but he can walk if you lead him.
Like with an escorting old person.
Practically that. Yep.
He's just like a drunk.
Yeah. So I think it might be the quickest way if we split up. You look for some more stuff we can get here. Catherine, could you hear around and try to find the port and maybe find us a passage to Evercroft?
That's a good idea.
No, and I'm waiting here with our horses and our guest. And once any one of you has learned anything, we will meet back here, all of us, and then take the passage.
Yeah, okay. I'm okay with that. Catherine, do you need anything from the stores?
No.
Would you like a top up on rations since we're heading out to sea?
How many rations do I have? Well, actually, yeah, that would be great.
All right, I'll pick you up some rations.
I'll give him 10 gold. Actually, give him 20 gold.
I got 300 gold for these for those horses and the cart, so...
You got 300 gold for three horses and one cart?
Yeah.
You know you gave the cart away for free there, right?
Well, no, he paid me pretty much for everything. Cass now realizing that he gave the cart away for free.
Yep. And all the supplies that were in the back of the car.
Yep.
Which you probably could have sold for.
Yep.
Cass is now realizing this, and he's just like, yeah, that guy got me. It's fair.
That's all right.
Aston, remind me of never sending Cass out doing shopping or selling stuff, at least, again, alone.
Well, you certainly know shopping better than the both of us.
He's not going alone.
Burn on the burner.
No, that's not an insult. But don't worry.
So, okay. Eston, are you just going to hang out at the front gate at the stables, or?
Yeah,
because there's
not much
outside of stables. You might think a lot of the buildings around you are homes. Like, this is definitely not the marketplace.
Eston's not doing much. He's focusing all his attention on keeping an eye on Rags.
Yeah. So you guys, there's like a bench. There's benches all over the place. You find a bench that's kind of right next to the stables, and you set them down, and you kind of stand or sit and do your thing. Catherine, we will. The camera will follow your character for a bit.
Yes.
You're walking through the streets a little aimlessly, unless you want to go up. There are guards at not as much as Evercroft. Like Evercroft has like a fairly good amount of patrols and guards on every corner. This one, not so much. There's military presence, but it's not thick, I guess I should say. There's not a thick military presence here. Okay. But there are guards that you could go up, or there's people everywhere. As you walk through the streets, you see a group of young couples dancing around a bard that's in the middle of them, dancing around as he plays his lute and is singing a song. It's a very lively place.
I would like to stop a guy that is alone and probably in not doing much, just walking by.
Yeah, you see a guy in nice blue robes. Yeah. He's very handsome. Black slicks back hair. He's got earrings going down his left ear that are all gold.
Why did you say he's very handsome?
It's Dustacre. Everybody's pretty here.
Okay. Well, hello, my good sir. Can you point me...
Hello, miss.
Can you point me towards the harbor?
Oh, yes. You need to keep following this street. And it will be like... Not the first street, but the second street. You can take a left. You're going to want to take that left. That'll take you into the Plaza District. Once you're in the Plaza District, you will need to continue to head west. And you're run into the docks. We have very large dark dock districts, so it's kind of hard to miss. Just keep walking towards the sea and you'll get there.
Oh, thank you.
And he kind of like bows a bit and then continues on his way.
I bow as well and have a good day.
Thank you. You too, miss.
And I will follow his directions.
You continue to walk, and you're walking, and there's buildings that are probably all the buildings here that seem like homes or even businesses are at least three stories high. So you continue to walk. It's nice cobblestone ground. It's just a really good feeling. It's warm. The sun's beating down on you. And you finally turn. You find the street that he was talking about. And you take a left and take about 5 minutes walk down the street. And then it opens up into this giant plaza with a beautiful fountain in the middle. And there's restaurants, there's bakeries, there's little tables outside of all these different little shops that people are sitting at. Drinking teas, coffees, any kind of beverage, eating pastries. It's a really nice little area. And as you continue to walk towards the sea, towards the west, you see this giant building that you think at first is maybe the castle, but it's not. And as you pass it, there's a big arched emerald sign with two big columns that come down that people are walking through and walking out of. And it's all gated. It's really nice, pretty gates with nice columns at every 20 feet or so. And you see the Museum of Dustacre. And it's a very beautiful building. It's very big. There's big, nice marble steps that go up to the front, big two double doors for the front entrance that are wide open. And you continue to pass that. And you finally make your way to the docks. You see a few big ships docked, and one that kind of stands out particular to you. It's got nice, really pretty purple sails with green etchings in them. The ship is very fancy. It's definitely not a pirate ship of any kind. It's not a merchant ship of any kind. One might say that it could be a ship of pleasure, like a cruise ship.
And then we're not taking that.
There's two other ships next to it that look like they're merchant ships. More rugged, not as fancy, just have white sails, nothing, no pretty colored sails or anything like that.
Okay. Well, we do have a prisoner, and I don't think a luxury cruise will take one prisoner with us.
I mean, you can lie.
In his state, no, we cannot. And not with Cass running around telling everybody what his life story is. I'll probably go to one of the merchant ships.
Okay.
First.
You walk up to the one. So there's the big, pretty ship, the cruise ship, we'll call it, is docked like horizontally, and then the other ones are docked vertically. And you walk up to the one in the middle, and there's couple young strapping fellows carrying boxes on off from the deck onto the ship. But you don't see anybody that resembles a captain, but you do see those two men.
Okay, I'll try to get their attention and ask their heading.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi. Hey, where would your heading be?
Us? We're headed for the Northern Kingdoms after this.
Ah, okay. Well, you wouldn't happen to go across Evercroft on your way there?
I do believe we are going to be passing through Evercroft, yes.
Ah, wonderful. Would you be willing to take in for 4 passengers?
I wouldn't complain, but you must ask the captain.
And where would he be at the moment?
Probably in his quarters or maybe up on the deck.
I will try to get in contact with him there.
All right.
I'll bid you good day.
Yep, good day. And he bends down and grabs another box. And
I'm guessing I'm allowed up to the ship.
Yeah, he didn't act like he was going to... anybody would stop you, you know. And actually, you walk up to the ship and you see a guy standing like right in the middle. And he's got like a piece of parchment. And he's just like checking supplies as it's coming on the board, making sure they have the right... they didn't like miss anything. And he's in a long black coat with a... You know, a captain's hat with a big white feather coming out of it.
Okay. Excuse me, are you the captain of this fine vessel?
Yes, as I am. Can't you tell from my dashing good looks?
Of course.
He like, winks at you.
I hear that your course is to the Northern Kingdoms, but you might be stopping off in Evercroft before going there.
That's true. Evercroft is the last stop we can make before we set out to open sea.
Wonderful.
Are you looking for passage by any chance?
Yes, I'm looking for passage for four individuals, of course, including myself, so 4 in total. But if that would be, or if that could be arranged, I'm more than willing to pay for the, the travel, of course.
A pretty lady like yourself, how could I say no? Of course, you may join us. Travel will be 100 gold pieces for each person, and that includes supplies for like food.
Of course,
someone forgot to get about the horses.
You goddamn idiot! Well,
yes, you are. Time.
No, you are.
Why the horses? You didn't get the horses on the ship, did you?
Well,
did only say 4 people.
That's true.
What about our horses?
Yeah, and 3 horses.
3 horses, you say?
Yes. I forgot about that.
That's going to be an extra charge, you see. They're probably going to have to stand on the upper deck for the ride back to Evercroft, you see. And he winks at you again.
Well,
roll for seduction.
How much extra would that be?
75 per horse.
Let's say this. We do have one guy that is not really going to do much and barely eats. So.
Barely eats? How does he survive then? You have to eat, you know.
He's in a bit of a state and we're trying to get him to Evercroft to reduce or to get him out of this state.
He's not going to get any of my men sick, is he?
No, it is magical. So it's
magical.
Contagious.
I don't know how I feel about that. That sounds like some dicey stuff, and I don't play around with the magic stuff. I knew a guy once, he literally exploded. Just exploded. Tried to cast a spell, did it wrong, exploded. I don't mess around with the magic stuff. I don't know if I want this anymore. Like, the gold might not be worth it.
I can assure you it is perfectly harmless, and I will show him a little magic trick. No fire. I have this under control. Minor illusion. Minor illusion as bird flying around me.
He like tries to swat at it. Hey, get out of here, bird. Get. You got a bird flying around you, miss.
Yeah, that's... Never mind. Well, I bid you good day.
So,
Yeah, if you're uncomfortable with having a guy that is, yeah, that is fine. I will find another way of transportation.
Okay.
Have a good day.
God, those magic users. Can you believe that? I saw him blow up. He blew up.
I would like to use prestidigitation to make gust in his face. So wind that is blowing into his face, like really hard. His
hat flies off. He's like, oh no, my favorite hat. He's like trying to chase it around the ship.
That's smart for myself. I will try the next merchant ship.
You can't see anybody at that merchant ship, and there's no ramp that's like up to it.
God fucking damn it.
And it actually, honestly, you say, all right, man, let's set sail. And the sails fall down and they leave.
Great. I will go to the pleasure ship.
Okay.
So we can't afford that, I think.
There is, there's like a, you know, places that have parallel, like valet parking, they have those little booths that the guys stand at. There's a guy there standing at a booth and he looks prettier than you.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I would like to do like his hair is all curly and thick. It's really thick and blonde and curly. And it's just like glowing in the sunlight. And it almost looks like he's applied something to his face where when sunlight hits it, there's sparkles. He's got these big blue eyes and his clothes are like, you're like, damn, this dude like knows how to fucking dress.
Yeah, holy I would shit. Like to use prestidigitation on myself to clean myself more up than usual.
Okay.
And approach him.
He looks up at you in a very condescending way.
Of course. Hello, my good sir. I'm looking for passage to Evercroft for 4 people and 3 horses.
He eyes you up and down. Do you think you could afford this?
I do might add that I am the advisor to the king of Evercroft.
Oh. Very fancy. Very. Yes. So
what was the princess's name again?
The princess of I guess she would be technically the princess of Dustacre now.
Yes. Because
she was just married. One second. That's Ellingfall. One second. Her name is Silly.
Silly.
C-I-L-L-E. Silly. Silly. Almost like silly, like you're being silly, but not.
So you heard about the wedding of Silly and the Prince of Dustacre, right?
Of course. What a tragedy that was. I heard they almost all died.
Yes, if it wasn't for me and my companions. I actually happen to be very good friends with Silly. So, any chance there's passage to Evercroft?
Yeah, I mean, yes, that's where the ship is headed, but I need gold so you could buy tickets, of course. You must have a ticket to enter the cruise ship.
I'm here.
Okay.
Pretty good, sir.
And you said, how many people again?
4 and 3 horses.
If you do it as a group, it'll be 500 gold pieces.
That's what she...
So...
If we do it...
Now that includes the horses and all the food and wine you can possibly drink until you have had your... And he closes his book that he like writes people's names down and gives people tickets. I understand that it might be a little high for you.
500 gold.
People like you. Is it?
Yes.
Can I see the gold?
One moment. Cass went to show shopping, right?
Yes.
And he will meet me here at the harbor.
I
don't know. That's
I think Aston said it like that we would meet back at the stables where Aston is sitting with the guy. So yeah, Aston's waiting for any one of your returns.
I will pay 300 gold right now, and I'll get back with the last 200 golds when I find my three companions, and we'll be back coming to the ship.
You mean
when
two? Three
companions. Seven. When will the ship be leaving?
This afternoon, around 6 o'clock, and he rips off two tickets and hands you two tickets.
I will be back with my companions and the last of the gold.
All right.
I bid you good day.
Good day.
I will.
Oh, I need a name to reserve the cabin.
Catherine Flamebringer.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, miss.
Good day.
Mm. Yes. Like a fucking douchebag.
Asshole.
God, this is going to be funny.
I will write to say.
So this sounds like a bad joke. A ranger, a witcher, and a sorceress get onto a cruise ship.
No.
With an unconscious man.
With an unconscious man.
And three horses.
And three horses.
Yeah, okay. I will go to witcher.
So the camera pans out after that and zooms across Dust Acre and starts to follow Cass. Cass, you're leaving the stable area and you're kind of just walking aimlessly. Would you like to, like I said, there's people everywhere. There's guards every so on. You can ask like for the marketplace or.
I would like to ask a guard. What time of day is it? Afternoon?
Yeah, it's like late 12, between 12 and 1.
Lunch. Probably lunch.
Lunchtime, yeah.
I say, well, good day to you, sir.
Hail, citizen.
I'd like to ask a few questions about the area, if possible.
Traveler, are we?
I am indeed.
Well, welcome to Dust Acre. What can I help you find?
Yeah, I would like to know where your blacksmith is.
Oh, that'd be Bobo's Copper Links. Yes, you're actually on the right road to the marketplace if you just keep following. The blacksmith is towards the middle.
Okay.
He'll have a big sign outside of it. You'll see it.
I appreciate that. Also, one more question for you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course. Ask away.
Where might I find the nearest tavern?
Well, there is a few in town, but I would say our finest establishment is Rest Forever. And that is in the Plaza District. That's going to be north of the Market District. So if you head north from the Market District, you're running to the Plaza. It's a big open area, mm-hmm. and you should see it there.
Okay, and the blacksmith is just before that, yes?
Blacksmith is in the Market District, so just follow this road westbound and you'll find it there. It's probably about a 30 to 40 minute walk from the Market District to the Plaza District.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yes, of course.
This way to the Market District.
Yep, just follow this road.
Yep. Okay, and then I will follow the road.
Yep. And you see practically the same thing Katrin does. There's bards singing, people dancing. It's kind of really nice place. You finally get to the Market District and you pass a tailor shop that says there's a sign outside that says Silver Lining and then a common goods shop. And then you see a shop that you're like, what? And you hear a loud explosion and you see a spark of different colors and a bunch of kids are like clapping and laughing and it says the sunlighting And he's got all these different, like, almost things that look like arrows, but looks like there's explosives at the end that have a wick. And maybe if you light them, they go up in the air and explode and make pretty colors. And then he sends another one up in the air and it blows up. And there's a bunch of showers of sparks of pretty colors. And people are clapping and eyeing.
I would be drawn to this and I would like to go and investigate.
Okay. And there's a man out in front and he's got his, like, long sleeves, but they're rolled up a bit, and his hands are a little black with gunpowder silt, and which you don't know what gunpowder is because that's not really a thing back in the day, but it is gunpowder, needless to say. And he is kind of putting on a show, trying to sell his products. There's four tables. There's two on a lower level and two above it, and it's just lined with all these different things that look like arrows that have explosives on them and wicks and. He's trying to sell his products. You walk up to he is a male dwarf. That's the first thing you notice. He's standing on like a stool, so obviously he can be above the crowd because he's a dwarf. And he's got brown bushy hair and these big brown eyes, and he says, welcome to Sunlighting's fireworks shop. Get the best fireworks known all over the world, right here in Dusthaker. You, ma'am. Yes. Here's five for you. And he's like, selling a crazy amount of these fireworks.
I would like to walk up to the table, seeing he's a dwarf, and I would like to say, good afternoon, sir, in dwarvish.
Oh, very. And he says this back in dwarvish. You speak my native tongue. Welcome, traveler. Welcome. Can I interest you into some of the finest fireworks in Vavengula?
Fireworks, you say?
Yes. See, have you never seen a firework before?
I can honestly say I don't think I have.
And before you even end, he like has this tube that he's like is holding. It's like a metal tube. And he sticks one in, lights it with like a snap of his fingers, and a flame comes out of the end of his pointer finger, and he lights it, flies up, and it makes a whistling sound the whole way up, and is spinning in circles, leaving a smoke trail, and then explodes, and there's a giant sparkle of blue and green showers. Now, I must admit, they don't look as good in the daytime, but at nighttime, it is surely something spectacular to see. I promise you that. And he puts his like hands on his hips.
You seem to be a master of this craft, are you not?
Ah, yes, this is my store.
Well, and as I pull an arrow out and place it on the table, is there any way you can use your contraption and this contraption together?
I've never thought of it like that. Now, granted, these fireworks won't harm you in much.
No. Way. I mean, I've got, so obviously with my bow, and I show him my bow and say,
yeah,
I just like to be able to. So obviously you can fire them up and they go off and they explode into nice like showers, sparks and colors. I'm wondering if I could affix something to the end of my arrow, maybe light it and then fire it a long distance or really high up so it lasts a long time.
And he's got this big beard and he starts to stroke it and he like looks up to the sky and he's thinking, might mess up with like the way the arrow flies. But I mean, if you were to take this, and he like picks up one of the rockets of the fireworks, and he like, and it's just a stick with like an explosive, like practically tied to the end of it. Cause tape's not really a thing. And, he said, now if you take this part and fixed it to your arrow, I could imagine that. You could use it in that sense. You still have to light the end, this wick part. It's called a wick, if you didn't know that. But, yes.
So, obviously, this whole thing comes in a package, right? Like, I don't think I'd be able to fire that with, like, attach that to an iron fire, because it seems heavy. No,
you'd have to
break it down.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you wouldn't use the stick that comes with it.
I'd use the arrow as the explosive fixed to the end of the arrow. Can I feel the weight?
Hands you one, and it's very top heavy.
Okay,
The explosive, it's probably not too heavy, and it's probably like maybe a pound. Maybe, but to an arrow that's flying through an air, even 5 ounces.
Will fuck it up big time.
So I'm trying to out of game, it probably wouldn't work very well.
That's what I'm thinking.
You could shoot it up, but it would fall very quickly. You wouldn't be able to shoot it very high.
Okay, so just the ends. So not the sticks, but just the ends. How much would it be for, say, 5 of the ends? Just the explosive areas.
5? Yeah. 10 gold.
I will take 10. Here is 20 gold.
Okay. Thank you, Traveler. Thank you. If there's anything else that might interest you, just let me know. I'm here all day. And he sends off another firework and explodes, and gold and red showers fall to the ground.
As I walk away.
Right next to that is Bobo's copper link.
And I would go into there.
Behind, you walk in, and it's a very nice blacksmith. I mean, there's this bow that's got golden engravings that are sitting behind a glass panel. The swords in here are just so finely made, and each handle hilt of the sword is in a different fabric. And just like all it's beautiful. It's almost like art of war, like art. You almost wouldn't want to take these into battle, but they would perform very well in battle. So you see at the back of the room, it's a fairly large building. You see a human with black hair, it's slicked back. It's about middle age, and he's standing there. He's like, "Oh, welcome in." And there are a few people in here looking around at swords. Like one guy's holding a two-handed great like a long sword, and he's kind of like swinging it slowly, just like feeling the weight of it. And then you got another guy looking at a couple crossbows and stuff like that.
So obviously I go to the counter and I would like to speak to a clerk. So I'm guessing I flag him down.
Yes. He says, welcome to my shop. I am Bobo. How can I help you today?
I have a very specific need and a very specific question.
All right. Well, one at a time.
So my need is I am in need of equipment in regards to silver.
Like, we have a jewelry shop down the streets.
But I'm in need of someone with the skill to be able to shape certain items like you would with iron into arrowheads and door handles and such. I'd like to find someone that could possibly make arrowheads out of silver.
I can't do that for you. And I doubt the jewelry store could do that for you. So you probably won't be able to find anybody like that here.
Do you know anybody that could melt down silver to a liquid state?
Well, I think there's a dwarven clan that lives in Ellingfall that works with silver.
Okay, Ellingfall.
Probably your best bet.
So your local silversmith doesn't work in Silvercraft, no?
Just jewelry.
Okay, so no silver jewelry, anything like that, no?
Well, yeah, silver jewelry, but I can tell you right now, the man has no idea how to craft an arrowhead.
Does he know how to melt down silver?
I believe so, yeah.
Then he may be the man I need to speak to.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No. I was hopefully I could have done customs with you, but I have everything I need for my travels. I bid you a good day.
You as well.
And then I leave to the jewelry store.
Yeah, so you walk down a little ways, and you see a sign hanging out, and it says the Jade of Silver.
I see silver. Have a little grin.
And it's like there's glass windows at the front of the shop, and it's displaying all these different necklaces, rings, bracelets, earrings. It's very, very nice store. You'd probably feel a little uncomfortable going in here, honestly.
I still go in anyway.
Okay. Everybody looking in like the store, stops what they're doing and looks at you. And it's like that when you walk into a bar and all the music stops playing kind of feel. Everybody looks at the same thing. Mm. There's no music in the store, but...
Okay. I walk up to the counter and I signal...
Still an eerie silence.
Yeah.
A elven woman, very pretty elven woman, comes up to you and says...
Ooh, elves.
Can I... And she's like looking you up and down. Help you?
And I would refer to, I would speak back to her in Elvish because I also know Elvish. I would relay in Elvish to her that I am looking for someone that can melt silver.
Her eyebrow raises when you speak in Elvish. And she kind of smiles a little bit and she says, we work in some silver here, back in Elvish to you.
Hmm. So it's just an Elvish conversation.
What do you, What would you need silver melted for, though?
So I am traveling with a companion from the Northern Kingdoms. And I'm looking to coat the tips of my arrows in silver.
Hmm. That is an interesting request.
I'm aware.
I could probably do that for you. But silver is not cheap. It's kind of rare to come by.
I am aware of this also. I would just like to know that it can be done, which, as you said, sounds promising that you can do this. And I would like to know the cost of this for, say, 10 arrows.
It's probably going to be about 400 gold. And I can't guarantee my work either.
Well, I believe that is a little bit rich for my blood. So it has been nice to converse with you in Elvish. It has been a while since I have done so.
Hmm.
But I will take my leave.
All right. Well, if you have a change of heart, come back and see me. And she winks at you and then walks away to another customer.
Hmm. And then I would leave the store and go back to the Witcher at the stables.
Thank God you didn't waste any money.
Katrin, were you going to the stables as well?
I was going to Aston, yeah.
Yeah. So about the same time you both show back up. And Aston's... I don't know, Aston, what are you doing?
Oh, I also got rations as well. I should have mentioned that.
Okay. Nice. Well, yeah, that's fine.
Hold
on real fast, Aston. How much rations do you want? Merit.
I don't need rations, merit. Actually.
I pick up 10 rations for myself and then 10 for Katrin.
Okay, so 10 gold. Just take 10 that gold. Out. Okay. Yeah, for both of them. Not for like both of them, just 10 gold total.
Well, I also, when we go back, I hand the pouch off 100 to each Katrin and to Estan for the horses.
What? Oh, so 100.
I hand you the gold. Okay. Yeah, you each get 100 from the horse sales.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
I'm
going
to need 100 more.
No.
Yes, we're taking a ship from here to Evercroft.
You found, so Aston would have.
And I need 200 gold total to get there.
200 gold to take 4 people and 3 horses? That's like super cheap.
No, my sweet, 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 innocent little Cass. It's 500 gold total.
Okay.
I already paid 300 of my own money, which was all I had. So 100 more would do, and then we can go. It's leaving in, what time is it now?
Probably about 2 to 3 o'clock.
It's leaving in about 3 hours.
1 second. Can I search Rags?
Yeah.
Pat him down in his pockets for any of his coins.
Yeah.
What are you doing, Cass?
Investigation check.
Investigation check. Yep, I will take that. It's an 18.
You find he's still wearing his cloak and you kind of move it around, move some fabric around, and then you find a bunch of throwing knives. They're fairly nice.
I pocket them.
Find a health potion.
Okay, I pocket that too. So I pocket the knives and I pocket the health potion.
And you find 15 gold pieces.
Oh. Okay. Sorry, I take the health potion. I take the... How many daggers, throwing daggers, was it?
He had 15 on him.
Holy shit.
Don't try it again.
Yeah, like, you lift up, like, so not his cloak, but, like, there's, like, a back, like... It's like over his armor. It's just like a piece of fabric, and you lift that up, and it's nothing but rows of just throwing daggers.
Nice. So I take them. Okay. Yeah, and I hand the 15 gold to Gertrude. Like, well, here's his contribution anyway. I did just realize.
Describe it for a moment.
Imagine I literally just like out of game. I just realized no one searched him. He could have woke up and threw knives at us. Just so you're aware.
Like we also discussed, he's not going to be able to do anything when he wakes up.
Like when you two arrived, Essen would like lean on a pillar of the, well, there's no city wall.
You're like stand up there against the wall. You're up against the wall of a building.
Leaning up against the wall, and he would have set Rags down and looks at you when you arrive. So did you find found the passage you said?
Yes. But I need 100 more gold more than the 100 he already paid me.
Well, I have that here. Take this.
And it's one room.
What ship did you get us?
What did you even do?
Don't worry about it.
Hey, next time you argue with me about selling horses, we should do it the other way around. You sell the horses and I'll find the ship, yeah? Jeez, no. You can't talk to me about me selling those horses and that car ever again. Is that a good deal?
Wait till you guys see the ship.
Cass, you literally gave a cart worth around 500 gold away for free.
Okay, let's wait to see your magnificent ship, shall we? That costs how much? 500 gold? For us and horses.
It is magnificent. It's very
wow.
Pretty.
Let's go. Let's go.
Follow.
Like, I just realized now that you also got yourself a nice mug.
Yes. Cheers, my friend.
Cheers.
Mm. I just have my Japanese beer glass.
Nice.
I am not.
So, Aston follows along, helping Rags stand up and escorting him through the streets, following Katrin's lead.
All right. Yeah.
I just hope Cash fucking eats his wife when he sees the ship.
Oh, God. So you guys are leading your horses through the town, and it takes you some time. I'd say it probably takes a good solid 30 to 45 minutes to get to the docks with your horses and Rags. And you guys get to the dock district, and you see this giant ship with these giant purple sails with green engravings in it, and the whole ship, like the wood's really dark red and a really pretty wood. And the people you see getting on this ship are in like really fine dresses, really fine clothing. You guys kind of, so you remember the scene when fucking Cass walks into the jewelry store, you guys like walk up to the line and everybody stops and looks at you, and even the same guy that's standing behind his stupid little fucking stall thing with his stupid book and his stupid hair and his stupid face leans over. Don't worry, they're just passing by. Don't worry, everybody, please keep coming, please keep giving your tickets, we'll be setting off in no time. Please
I'll just wait.
So we see the ship in front of us, right?
Oh, yeah. There's like a big line of people that are walking up this metal, like metal and rope railing that like leads up to the ship. And
do I see the other merchant ship next to this ship?
Yeah, you do. It looks like they're getting ready to leave.
So I'm going to look at Katrin. I'm going to say, Katrin, look me in the eye.
What?
Why? Are we on this ship?
What is this ship?
It's a cruise ship.
There's a sign that says pleasure ship.
Oh, yes! And this, like, old fat man turns around. He's, like, bald and white beard. He's like, yes! This is the ship of pleasure.
Katrin, he's got a monocle. What have you got us into? What kind of stuff do you want me and an unconscious man and a witch and to do? What
he actually has got like a little cannon. He pokes you in the stomach, Cast. He's like, ha, 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 I hope to see you all on it. Yes, yes. And he turns around and I bid you a good day. And he walks up and gives the ticket and walks on.
I mean, it's been a tough few days for us. So it might not be a bad idea to have a bit of comfort on Cass, the way back.
I mean, it is a nice Cass, ship.
Just saying, the other ship was more expensive.
Do I see the other ship with the ship the ship right there?
Do you say roll a deception?
Do
it
I?
It was. You said four. You said four of 100 for each person.
It was. Yeah,
and
it was,
75 for each horse.
It was. Never mind. She's telling the truth.
I'm going to look over to the other ship, and do I see the ship right off that ship?
No, you don't.
Okay, because I was going to go ask him if I could go on his
And ship. At like this point, there's like two guys that are working at the docks, and they take the wooden walkway off ship, and they're getting ready to set sail.
And I just go...
And at this point, you guys are right up at the podium where this guy is standing. Did you...
I hand the last of the gold and give them two tickets.
And then he like pulls off two tickets and then like rips all four of them and says, welcome to the pleasure ship. Enjoy. And leave your horses here. We have to, there's a different place we put them.
Of course.
Can I stay with the horses and ride with them?
No, you cannot.
No, humans are allowed in the animal keeping area unless you are a Thor, like you work down there. I am sorry, sir, but I promise you, you do not want to stay down with those filthy creatures.
Cass,
my horse is not
right, Cass.
He closes his book. He says, well, my job is done for the day. And he carries his book and he walks up onto the ship.
Essen, you better hold me back because I'm going to fucking beat the shit out of him if he calls my horse dirty again.
Just let him drive us to let him ship us to Evercroft.
Cass, you can burn down the ship for all I care. Let us just get to Evercroft first.
The deal.
And then, like, so the camera's, like, looking at you guys, and then you see it, like, zooms into Rags. He's just like, and he, like, falls over onto Esten, and some drool gets onto you, Esten.
Let's get this guy to the king of Evercroft. And I go ahead and kind of drag him with me on the ship.
Just grab his foot and drag him up the ship. Gangplank.
No, like on his shoulder a bit.
The douchebag at the podium gave you guys a key. And the key's got a number on it. It's a very nice key. It's a golden key. And the number says 31.
All right.
Okay. I will go find our room.
Yeah, you walk up onto the ship and I mean, it is huge. Biggest ship you guys have probably ever seen in your life, and you see a couple people with like some bags, and you're like, oh, maybe they're going to the rooms too, maybe we should like follow them. And sure enough, you follow them and it leads you into like the people's quarters, like where it's a long hallway and there's doors on each side and they're all numbered. You guys are number 31.
Yes.
Well, Katra and I, you sure have a nice pick for ships. I guess that matches your standard of luxury, does it?
Yes.
No, it was just the cheapest one.
Yeah, keep telling me.
That's the cheapest one.
This is the cheapest one. The one that's called the pleasure ship and it's full luxury. Are you sure about that?
Don't worry about it.
As you guys are talking,
I'm not to complain. It's all fine by me.
You walk past the door and you hear moaning coming from it. And it's actually
pleasure indeed. I think I can even hear some more.
Yeah, and you continue to walk and
oh no, that's just the infirmary, Estan. He's just really sick. So is that woman. Can you hear? Oh, they're both really sick.
Yes, Cass. Have you ever been to a brothel before?
What's a brothel?
Never mind.
Yes.
There's actually one on the ship.
You can take a nice tour of the ship after we get into the room, because that is where I will be staying for the entire duration of this trip.
I don't think I want to stay in a small confined room with you for an entire trip.
I think I would end up killing you. You guys get to your room. It's a door that has 31 engraved in it. You put the key in it and you unlock it, and it opens up into a fairly large room. It's got like a nice little sitting area with a round table. There's four separate beds that are all kind of like right next to each other, but there's plenty of space between each bed, which look very nice. And there's a nice, even a big, nice port window that lets in sunlight or moonlight.
Not bad at all. Very fancy.
This is your room. The beds are nice and not made out of straw, more feather beds.
Oh, thank God.
Even the seats at the table, there's four seats, and they like have like cushion on the like on the bottom part, and the back rest of it has nice cushions in it. And it's a fairly decent sized room. This is your room.
I will. Is there some kind of privacy where I can change into my lovely?
Yeah, there's one of those like Asian like walls that are like five panels that are put together that you can like adjust each panel. And that is like over off into the corner.
Okay, I will go and get changed into my it would be more of a court suit. Dress.
Okay,
I would wear in court.
Yeah. Something nicer. And at this point, would you have left the door open or closed it when you guys came in?
Well, I went in first, so I don't know about the others.
Okay, we'll say the door is open and a crew member comes and knocks on your doors and says, "We will be leaving in 30 minutes. So if you feel a little jerk, it's just us setting sail." So be prepared for that. Right.
Would you mind if I ask, do you have a bath on here on the ship? Is it possible to take one?
Of course, there is a full bathhouse with all of the options that you could find. No better looking women in all of Avangula.
Oh, yeah. I will love to take that option.
That
for
is
sure.
On at the second floor of the ship. If you did not know, you were on the third floor, and dinner is served at 8 o'clock every night, and that is on the first floor in the dining hall. If you have any All more right, questions, feel free to ask any crew members there or answer anything you need.
Whereabouts are the animals kept?
Animals are kept in a locked area that are not that is kept away from the rest of the guests. And you are only allowed in there if you are a crew member.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Wait a second.
Anything else you guys need? I must get going.
No, that's all right. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And he bows and goes off, and you hear him say the exact same thing he did to the cabin next to you. And he's just going down, letting everybody know that, hey, we're getting ready to set sail.
Cass.
Eston will let...
Where's Kage?
Round my shoulders.
Oh, God damn it.
And with that, will our group of adventurers have a lovely time or a horrible time on the Ship of Pleasure on the way back to Evercroft? I don't know, but I guess we'll find out on the next episode of the Chronicles of Avangula. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.